Student small group sessions are scheduled in two sessions, and student attendance is required. The groups typically consist of 6 to 8 students and one faculty facilitator. In the first session, the patient case is gradually revealed to the students using sequential documents provided by the facilitator. A student serves as scribe to record the pertinent data, and the remaining students work through the case by developing a differential and identifying learning issues. Beyond diagnostic reasoning, students are asked to consider pathophysiology, diagnostic testing, management, prevention, and ethical issues. In the process, all students in the group suggest various learning issues. Students are able to direct their own learning as these issues are prioritized and divided among the group for review
later that day or week.
In the second session, students return with their research learning issues and each presents for 5 to 10 minutes on the assigned topic. This presentation may involve a pertinent article or other evidence-based resources. The session concludes with a summary or outcome of the case. Faculty facilitators may include basic science or clinical faculty. While they oversee the dynamics and process of the small group, facilitators should not routinely serve as content experts. In fact, cases will often fall outside their specified area of expertise. On occasion, faculty may briefly step out of the facilitator role to offer comment or advice.